Tens of thousands of freight rail workers could soon see the largest wage hike in more than four decades. A new deal to avert a strike includes a 24% wage increase over the next 2 years. President Biden called this morning's tentative deal a big win for America, and he said the country's rail system is the backbone of our supply chain.
Everything you rely on, and it's hard to realize this, from everything from clean water to food to gas, to everyday, liquefied natural gas, to everything, every good that you need seems to end up on a rail getting delivered to where it needs to go.
Let's bring in Tyler Pager, White House reporter with The Washington Post. Tyler, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we mentioned the big wage hike. What else is in this deal?
Yeah, so one of the big demands from the unions that held up these negotiations for days was over taking time off for sick leave and medical emergencies. So one of the things that they eventually came to agreement upon was 1 day of paid sick leave and other time for these workers to be able to take time off for illness or medical emergencies.
Yeah, to visit a doctor, take care of a family member, go to a funeral. I mean, a big sticking point has been these attendance policies, and there was this new points-based system that was introduced last year. The unions didn't like it, but even before that system, workers were on call for long periods of time with little notice to report back to work. Tell us about these issues and how that's addressed in the deal.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we're still waiting for some of the fuller details of exactly what is agreed upon, and with the caveat that the workers, the union members still need to vote to ratify the new agreement. But this was a major sticking point, and one that particularly animated President Biden, according to people we've spoken to in the past few days, as he became more engaged in these talks and fears about this rail strike materializing. The president himself called into these negotiations and raised real frustration that they were not giving workers some time off. As you said, this is something that was animating for the workers, particularly as we're, still dealing with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and people being forced to take time off in all sorts of workplaces because of illness. This is an issue that became a real sticking point for the unions, and ultimately they won some of that back in this new contract.
Well, the last railroad strike in this country was in 1992 for 2 days. Congress passed legislation to end the strike. Then this time we saw President Biden, as you say, get involved early, really asserting himself and his multiple members of his administration. Because remind us how economically damaging this strike could have been.
Absolutely. The sound you just played from President Biden at the White House a few minutes ago, where he outlined all of the various goods that Americans rely on for their everyday lives, are transported on freight rail. And so there was deep concern within the senior most levels of the Biden administration about the devastating impact a rail strike would have on the U.S. economy. One association estimated the U.S. economy would suffer $2 billion in losses each day that the freight rail strike, if it were to happen. And so as the economy is still struggling with inflation, and Democrats are trying to run on an economic message ahead of November's midterms, this became a deep point of concern and contention about the impact it could have on all aspects of American life if this strike went into effect.
Amtrak runs on freight rail tracks in much of the country, aside from the Northeast, and they canceled many trains. What do we know about how quickly those services will be restored?
Yeah, I think that is a good question. We already saw, as you said, some impacts of the pending rail strike being felt by Americans, particularly those on Amtrak trains cross country. I think there's an expectation that those will be back on schedule, but there could be some people who still do feel the impact of these last minute negotiations. The rail strike was supposed to begin, if it went into effect, at 12:01 on Friday. And so given the tight time window that they came to this deal, it seems that that will be averted, but there may still be some interruptions on some services. There were some grain shipments, for example, that were canceled. I think those are, speaking to people in the industries, they're hopeful that those will get back on track, but there could be some hiccups in replanning those journeys.
About 30 seconds here, Tyler. Union members need to vote to ratify the deal. When might that happen?
Yeah, I think the hope is that that happens within the next few days. There's a bunch of unions that were part of this process, so I think each one has its own separate process. I don't know the exact timeline there, but I think there's optimism that given there's this tentative agreement, the union workers will go along with it in the formal vote as well.
As the president said, this is part of the backbone of the American economy. Good to see a deal here. Tyler Pager, White House reporter with The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.